It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome, everyone. You got me on there, Mr. Chase? Atta boy. I'm Dave Kalp, and I'm along with Chase Kaiser. He's going to be working the scoreboard here tonight. And we're getting ready for some MAC action here on Fort Recovery Radio. And we've got the host, the Versailles Tigers, coming in here at 3-1 tonight. 0-1 in the MAC. They got beat early by the St. Henry boys, and since then they've been pretty solid. So they got a 3-1 record. They're led by the Stonebreaker boy, who averages around, I think, 28 a game, JC, and pretty solid ball player. And you know, for the Indians, we coming in here at 4-1. And coming off an exciting win over at the Bradford Railroaders. And I'm getting my helping hand up here. My big brother Jerry's coming up here to help me out. So I'll tell you what, we'll be back here in a little bit. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to listen from the coach, Chase. And we'll be back in a little bit. So thank you for listening here to the pregame show, and we'll be back in just a second.
New Wayne IGA has some great things happening. Most of you know that Zach Champ is back as the meat manager, and he has some great specials coming up for you. They're having a big no-limit meat sale all this week, Monday through Saturday. Boneless, skinless chicken breasts will be $1.89 a pound. Western ribs and pork steak are $2.79 a pound. Bulk sausage is only $1.89 a pound, and ground chuck has been reduced to just $2.99 a pound. Their meat is always cut and ground fresh every day. Don't miss the big No Limit Meat Sale all this week at the new Wayne IGA, the best meat market around.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
Gents, boys, and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
We're here on the Wayne IGA pregame show. We're talking with Coach Bob Leverett. So playing Versailles tonight, I know they've got some pretty good players. What are we going to need to do tonight to come away with a victory here from Versailles?
Well, we're going to have to keep Connor Stonebreaker in check. He's their leading scorer. He's getting about 25 or 26 a game. 6'8 senior. He's going to Hillsdale next year. They've got a nice guard, Watron, who's a 5'11 sophomore. He's getting about 13 a game. So we've got to know where those guys are and limit their role players if we can keep those other two guys in check.
All right. As far as we're concerned, are we healthy? Everybody playing well, feeling good?
Yeah, everybody's healthy. Had a great week of practice. got to get some more shots up a little bit more this week, something that we haven't done early in the season with trying to get our defensive philosophy and offensive philosophy in. So hopefully we'll shoot the ball a little bit better tonight and continue with our defense that's been solid so far.
Yep. Yes, it has. So we've been talking with Coach Leverett here on the Wayne IGA pregame show. We'll be back right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Your kids think that a Christmas present has to have a controller, batteries, and involve staring at a TV for hours? Then stop by Hall Brothers and let's prove them wrong. Hall Brothers has a great collection of farm toys. That's toy tractors, combines, skid loaders, pedal tractors, puzzles, play sets, and teddy bears. There's Case IH, Kubota, and International Harvester toys. Also, Hall Brothers has clothes like coats, hats, and sweatshirts for adults. Christmas shop at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Welcome back here to the Versailles Tigers Gymnasium here. I'm Dave Kapp along with Big Brother Jerry. We're going to bring you MAC basketball tonight here with the 4-1 Fort Recovery Indians coming in here against the 3-1 Versailles Tigers. And like I said a little bit earlier on the Wayne IGA pregame show, the Tigers got beat early by the St. Henry Redskins, and since then they've been pretty solid, not Jerry?
Yeah, they're a really solid ball club. They got the Stonebreaker boy inside, tall, got Sizen, and then they got Watch running a really quick guard. So they got all the pieces.
Yeah, we're going to have to play a really good game. The Indians coming off of an exciting game at Bradford against the Railroaders where Rex Leverett comes in there and gets a quick tip in right before the buzzer, and the Indians sneak out of there with a one-game victory over an undefeated Railroader team who, if you talk to anybody, they were like, yeah, Indians don't have a chance against the Railroaders. Well, stay tuned. Here we're coming. So the Indians are pretty excited about that, have a great start here to the season. I look forward to a really good game here. You know, we've come in here before. We've beat them when they've been really, really good, and they've been like, are you kidding me? And then we've come down here and laid some eggs. So we'll see how tonight goes. And one thing we need to work on is our free throw shooting, Jerry. We've had some struggles with the free throw shooting throughout the early course of the season, and we'll see how things fall for us tonight. But pretty exciting JV basketball game tonight, folks. The final, Versailles won this one 49-47. Versailles jumped out to a quick 7-point lead at the end of the first quarter. They were ahead 18-11. Each team picked up 12 points in the second half to make it 30-23. Still a 7-point lead for the Versailles boys going into halftime. In the third quarter, though, we kind of got things going. We outscored them 7-3, cut that lead to 33-30. And then we outscored them again in the fourth quarter by one, 17-16. But we couldn't get that. We just couldn't get over the hump. We had it to 43-42 with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the ball game. We had the ball, and we turned the ball over, and they came down and scored. The Indians today was led by Gavin Evers. He had a really nice ball game. Gavin Evers had 17 points. Colson Post came off the bench, come in there and popped some major threes in there for a while. He got hot. Hit 15 points. Caden Greasy and Mason Diller each had five. Eli Leonards, who got injured in the game. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was his knee or his ankle.
Looked like an ankle.
Yeah, he was hurting. I saw Dan go down to the locker room, and then he came back. So that's a good sign. I don't think they took him for x-rays or anything like that. But he had 3 points. Briggs Overman with 2 points. For the Versailles boys, they were led by Carson Heikamp. He had 18 points in the JV game. Dominic Barja had 10. And then James Schmidtmeyer and Marcus Briscoe each had 5 points there. And I'm going to pick on my little nephew a little bit. He had a wide-open layup, and he missed it.
Left-handed, though. He had his body in position. He just went, didn't want to go down.
It just rolled around the rim and came off. And I was sitting there with Mark Post, and I said, you know, the best part about it is his Uncle Dave will never let him forget about that layup. I said, I will remember it forever, and he's going to have to remember it forever. But I said, I'm sure he's kicking himself in the butt here. So, well, hey, thank you for listening to our Wayne IGA pregame show. And we're going to have the national anthem here, and we'll be back to bring you the starters and the start of tonight's ball game. Thanks for listening to Fort Recovery Radio.
The holidays are here, and that means parties, and Wayne IGA has everything you'll need. Your favorite beers and wines, chips and dips, everything you'll need to make your favorite dish, their famous cheese balls, and of course their party trays, cookie trays, sandwich trays, veggie trays, fruit trays, and everybody's favorite, their meat and cheese trays. Be sure to order ahead at 375-2865. And don't forget about their ready-to-go chicken. Just grab some and head to the party. And if you want a larger quantity, just call them a few days ahead of time, and they'll have it ready to go when you get there. They can make your party planning easy. Just call Wayne IGA at 375-2865 and order your party trays and chicken. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes. Quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, welcome back to Tiger Gymnasium. We're getting closer to the Tin Cupboard tip-off. They're announcing the cheerleaders for both squads, and then we'll have the starting lineups. And I think I got it figured out, Jerry. I was kind of watching there. And I think, well, obviously we know for our four recovery Indians, it's going to be number 0, Landon Post. He's a senior. And then we'll have junior Troy Homan, junior Rex Leverett, and senior Daniel Patch, and senior Kale Rammel will probably be the starting five here for the Fort Recovery Indians. As we look over here on the other side, looks like it's going to be number 2, A.J. Griesdorn. He is a junior, 6'2". Drake Aarons is a freshman. He's a freshman, 6-foot freshman. And then we've got Lucas Stamen. Mm-hmm. He's a 5'10 senior. Jace Watron is a 5'11 guard. Also, he is a sophomore. And then obviously the big fella in the middle at 6'8, Connor Stonebreaker. And chances are we're probably going to see a little bit of a slam dunk here tonight. I know Connor had one last year against us, at 6'8", he makes it look pretty easy. So, and it's just going to have to come out. You know, I think they'll come out and they'll probably, we usually start with that zone and we try to push them out a long way. So I'm kind of anxious to see what the Indians will do here starting out on defense. How's the freshman as a point guard? Probably pretty solid, Jerry. Have you seen him play yet at all or not?
I have seen him play a couple of times. He does a nice job. The game is a little quicker than what he's used to, but he's done a good job catching up to it, I think.
Yeah.
He's a very heady ball player.
Did they have just a little bit of a late start because of their football run?
Not really, no. Not really. They started right on time.
Well, I know Marion's not. They were supposed to play Sandra tonight. That game was canceled.
And Kurt, he's sitting over there watching. He's scouting. So.
Oh, is he?
Yep.
Yep.
He's here.
Very, very good. Well, we're getting ready for the tip-off here. Sit back, and we'll bring you the ball game. Cale Rammel going up against Stonebreaker, and we'll see if Cale Eves is going to jump here a little bit. Ball goes up, and it's going to be controlled by Stonebreaker and the Tigers. Tigers are going to bring it across the timeline with Drake Irons, freshman. Stonebreaker with it at the top of the key. He passes over to A.J. Griesdorn. Well, they got it kind of pickled down there in the middle. Indians kind of in a man-to-man right now. We come out and we start this game in a man. Patchy's on Stonebreaker. Kale's guarding A.J. Griesdorn. Then we try to do a back door. And a nice job by Cale. Nice. Knocks it out of bounds. Possession will stay with the Tigers.
There's a great switch there by the Indians on defense.
All right, Tigers trying to get the ball in. They're going to work it out to the top of the key. Looking to start their offense. Over to Stammen, top of the wing. Stonebreaker now on the left side. Passes it back out to Arns. Now we got a drive right there, and it's going to be a block by Patchy, and I think they're going to call a foul on the big guy, number 21. Got a little hand on him right there. So it looks like number 12, Jace Watering, will be heading to the line. Shooting two. First shot is up. Nothing but net. That's our first point of the night. Brazil takes a quick 1-0 lead. I think the game is also broadcast on the NFHS system. Second shot up. In and out. Rebound, Cale Rammel. Rammel's going to bring it down for the Indians. Out to Troy, top of the key. Brazil's also in a man-to-man. Troy's going to drive dishes off to Rex. Back out to Patch, top of the key. Cale with the ball, makes a nice move. Goes up with his left hand. Offensive rebound by Rex. He puts it back up. No good. And then we get the ball back again. Out to Posty. Cale now with a swoop shot, and he's going to put it in there for the first point of the game here for the Indians. And we take a quick 2-1 lead here over the Tigers. 6.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Arns with the ball. Now he passes it off to Stammen. Stammen now back over to Griesdorn. Now it's back over to Arns. Arns doing some dribbling, working down low. Goes up off the rim and rebound by Daniel Patch. He gets it out to Troy. Troy's going to walk it across the timeline. Over to the left wing to Cale. Cale's looking to make a move. Has a nice drive. Lays it in there. Nice move by 22, Cale Rammel. Cale now with 4 points. He just saw a hole and went right in there, didn't he?
Yes, he did with his left hand. Did a great job.
Protected the ball. Stonebreaker with the ball now on the right wing. Passes it off to Watcher. Watcher now getting kind of trapped here in the corner. And he steps on the line. Turnover, Brazil's Tigers.
It's a great defense there by Landon. Really forced it.
Him out, didn't he?
Watron boy is very quick. He's very fast, and he likes to shoot the three. So super job there by Landon.
All right, Indians take possession, and Troy's going to bring it up. Passes it off to Cale. Cale now on the left side of the wing. Going to make another move, and he's going to go in hard. He's going to miss that shot, and it's going to be rebounded by Brazil's. Arns with the ball now. He's bringing it down in a hurry. He's looking to go into the middle. Passes it out to Stammen. Stammen's going to look back to him. And he's going to make a move, drive in. Left-handed swoop shot, and he lays it in. So nice job by Drake Arns. Indians in a hurry now down the other end of the floor. And looks like there's going to be a foul called on number 12, Jace Watcher.
No, that was on...
Was it number 10?
Yeah, Stammen. Lucas Stammen.
Troy takes it out under our bucket. Oh, nice job right there. Nice inbounds play. Now Cale's got to get up there, and he goes against Stonebreaker, and he just kind of put his hands up and misses the shot. Now they're coming down the floor, and Stonebreaker runs the floor, and he's getting an easy two. 5-4 now in favor of the Tigers. Indians back on the other end of the court. Troy with the ball, top of the key. Makes a move, tries to do some drive, and he's going to have that shot blocked, and it's going to go out of bounds. The Indians keep it. Yeah, Indians going to try to get an inbounds here. Somebody get open. We get it into Patsy, and he's going to be tipping it away, and it's a turnover by the Indians. And Brazales is going to take it down and lay it in. So a nice job by Drake Arnes. Gets the steal and takes it down and lays it in, and the Indians didn't get back in time to cut that off. Post now with the ball, hands it out to Daniel Patch. Patchy with a long three. Hits high on the board, no good. Rebound comes down to Brazales. Watching with the ball, he gets it over to A.J. Griesdorn. Griesdorn passes it off to Arnes. Halfway through the first quarter here. We want to thank K&L's Tractor Sales. They're our first quarter sponsor. Back out to the top of the key. Now Arnes over on the left side. Back to the top of the key. Going to be a three put up by Jace Watrin, and that's nothing but net. And that's going to make it 10-4 in favor of the Brazales Tigers.
Yep, and you'll have to watch him. He likes to shoot that three, but he's got a quick first step.
He's active, too. He's looking to get open.
He works very hard without the ball.
Troy brings it across the timeline. Patchy now with ball at the top of the key. Gets it over to Rex Leverett. Rex now makes a move, drives in, passes back out to Patch. Kale now with the ball. Back over to Patchy, give and go. Back into Kale. Kale goes up with his left hand, lays it in over Stonebreaker. Nice play by Kale. Kale all 6 points here right now for the purple and white. Arnes with the ball being guarded by Troy. He brings it up over the timeline, slips a little bit, maintains possession, and then I think Troy's going to come in there with a silly foul. Arnes kind of slipped, went down, and I think Troy thought, hey, I got a chance here. Ends up pushing him and gets a foul. Brazales is going to bring it in. They go right to the top of the key. He puts the shot up as Griesdorn, and a little bit short, comes down the post. Kale brings the ball now down across the timeline for the Indians. 3 minutes to go here.
Take it, Patchy. Brian.
Ooh, Patchy got in there. He got posted up, got the ball, and put it up hard off the backboard. No good. Rebound Brazales back down the other way. Griesdorn makes his move. He goes in with the left hand. Rebounded by Kale Rammel. Kale now with the ball, brings it down. He goes to the hole, and it's going to be a turnover right there. Stonebreaker's got the ball, and he's coming back the other way. Kale just kind of slipped on his drive. Here's a three-point shot off the mark right there by Watrin. Rebounded by Kale, and now we go back the other way. 10-6 in favor of the Tigers here. 2 minutes to go and a little bit of change here in the first quarter. Over to the right wing to Post. Post now back to Kale. Kale back out to the top of the key to Patchy. Rex now on the left side. Back out to Patch. Give and go to Rex. Get in there, Rexy. That's off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Arnes. A little cold shooting here for the Indians.
Yes, it is. But we're getting in good position.
Yep. There's a steal by Rex. Turnover there by the Tigers. And we'll go back the other way with 1:40 to go in the first quarter. Over to Patchy on the left side. Back out to Kale at the top. Back over to Patchy.
Nice
break right there. And Rex loses the ball. Turnover again by the Indians. And Brazale's rushing down the floor. Griesdorn makes a move, goes in, puts it up, no good. And fought for, rebounded there by Stammen. And out to Stonebreaker. He misses it. Another rebound, offensive rebound by Stammen. And they're going to reset. Get the ball back to their point guard, Arnes. Indians still in their man-to-man. Looks like they were setting up some kind of a double screen or something. And there goes Arnes. He's going to lose a turnover by Brazales.
Good steal, Rex.
And Rex comes up with it. So the Indians with 45 seconds to go here have a chance to cut this lead down to 2, maybe even 1 if with a bucket. Kale makes his move, gets it out to Patchy at the top of the key. Troy has it now over on the right side. He's looking to drive back out to Patchy. Down under 30 seconds. Cale now thinking, let's go for one. Pulls it back out. About to half court. This is going to be a Cale keeper all the way.
A Stonebreaker is way out above the three-point line.
Cale's going to try to burn him a little bit. All right, with 8 seconds to go, now he passes it off to Rex. Over to Troy, and he's going to throw it out of bounds. Rex with a crazy pass across the court, and he throws it over Troy's head and up in the stands. So we wasted a few seconds there and get nothing out of it, and now the Brazil's boys are going to try to run a quick play here with 3.1 seconds to go and try to get the last shot and build on their four-point lead. Comes in to Stammen. Stammen looks. He's going to have a half-quarter. He heaves it up, and it's going to be hard off the glass. That's going to do it for the K&L first quarter. At the end of one, Brazil's 10, the Indians 6. We'll be back in a bit.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the elves.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any elves here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Well, if you're an elf, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV.
See what the elves have waiting for you, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
All right, welcome back here to Brazil's and Fort Recovery Radio. Thanks for joining us. We get started here to the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. Indians going to start out with the ball, trailing by 4, 10-6. Troy now with the ball.
A good shot.
Yeah, we just need to get a good shot, man. We had to shoot poorly there in the first quarter, obviously. Got a couple subs in there. Looks like Alex Deuce is in the game. Reese Guckenbiller is in the game. And Riggs Toby's in the game for the Indians. That shot was put up and no good. Rebounded by Stammen. And Brazil's will have their first possession here in the second quarter. Riggs playing him up tight. Now back down over to the left side. Now passed in the inside. Shot up but no good by number 32, Joe Ruenkamp.
Yep, he came in at the break.
Stays with Verzales. Quick throw out to the left wing. Three-pointer up, no good. Stonebreaker over the back of Riggs. Easy 2 points for him. And that's going to make it 12-6. That's a little unfair right there when Riggs had the position, but he just kind of put his arms up and got it.
Use that 6'8" frame of his, use long arms.
Big up. That's exactly right. All right, here goes Googs. He's going to drive on the left side. Puts a shot up. No good. Rebound Stonebreaker. Watching with the ball over on the left side. Throws it over to Stammen. Right back over to Ruenkamp, and he puts that baby up and good. Indians now find themselves down 8 quickly here in the second quarter. 6.5 minutes to go. Troy with the ball brings it over the timeline. Gets it off to Rex over on the right wing. Back out to Riggs Toby. He's dribbling out here, being guarded by Arnes.
Oops.
Nice cut right there by Alex. He passes it back out to Reese. Reese now with the ball, looking for something to do with it. Gets it back to Ducey. Ducey now dribbling around. Going to pull up, take a three. It's going to be off the back of the iron. Going to be fought for on the rebound, and it looks like it's going to come down to the Stammen kid. Over to Stonebreaker. He's coming in, and he's going to lay it in, but it's going to be a foul on the floor. Foul before the shot. All right, here come our starters back in. Daniel Patch and Cale Ram coming back in, and Landon Post coming back in.
So we still have Riggs and Reese out there.
Riggs is still out there, and Reese Guckenbiller still out there. So getting some guys a blow here. See if we can make a push here in the second quarter. 14-6 is the score. Barnes with the ball way over on the left wing. Makes a move down the baseline, and he steps out of bounds. Turnover right there. A lot of turnovers so far in this ball game, Jerry.
Yep. Slow scoring. Defense. Both teams playing really nice defense. Man-to-man.
Yep, both guys in man. All right, ball down. And looking into Patchy, and Patchy's going to lose it off his fingertips, and it goes out of bounds. Another turnover by the Indians, and we'll go back the other way. Looks like the Purple's going to take a timeout. Coach Leverett wants to talk to his squad. We'll take a quick break with him, and we'll be back with more of the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter.
This holiday season, what better gift is there to give than the gift of winning? Tow and Go raffle tickets for the 2023 Win on Wabash are on sale now. And at only $25 each, they make a great stocking stuffer for any adult on your list. Check out all of the details and buy tickets on our website, wowraffle.com. And who knows, that lucky person on your list may walk away with a brand new Jeep next August.
All right, we're back here in Verzales. Indians trail 14-6, 5.5 minutes to go before half in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. Indians just need to get out there and get a little fire here, get a couple good shots. We've had a couple of good looks.
Yeah, we're gonna
just can't get them to fall.
Doing a good job of getting the ball inside, but it seems like we're all aware of Stonebreaker's size being inside, and some
timid.
Of that has affected us.
Yeah.
And really, he hasn't done anything on some of those shots.
Not on the defensive end, that's for sure. He's got 4 points on the offensive end, but it's 14-6, low-scoring game so far here.
But just his presence has intimidated.
Oh, without a doubt. Barnes with the ball, hands it off over there to Watern. Watern drives, going to be a turnover, and picked up by Riggs. Riggs off to Troy. Troy brings it down, gets it to Kale. Kale over to Posty. Posty in the corner, long. And that's going to be rebounded by Verzales. And Arnes bring. Oh, that's got to be something. Dribbled it off. Dribbled it with two hands. Dribbled it off his belly button, his chest, maybe his chin. Just kind of lost control of it. Turnover again by the Verzales Tigers, and the Indians are going to get another chance. Man, they're giving us shots here. We just need to get a bucket. Posty got a good look. Couldn't get it to fall. Troy now with the ball, gets it over to Post on the right wing. Over to Daniel Patch. Back out to Kale. Kale makes a move on Stonebreaker. Hands it off to Riggs. Riggs puts a move on. Looking to put a shot up. And he basically goes up a little bit weak and loses the ball out of bounds. And that's going to be another turnover. Man, I've said turnover more in this game than I did a lot of games.
Looks like we have about a half a dozen already.
Man. Verzales with the ball, brings it up across the timeline. Arnes has got it being guarded by Troy right at the half court line. He gets it across, gets it over to Stammen. Stammen on the right wing. Tries to get it into Stonebreaker. Kale's got good defense on him. Back over to Arnes.
Nice job.
Stonebreaker makes a move down to the right side, puts up a shot with his right hand and puts it in there. 16-6 now, Indians trail by 10.
They've gotten the switches down there, and that time he switched, Landon had to come.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, I don't know about that call.
No.
That's going to be a charging foul called on Kale Ramon, I can tell you right now, folks.
That's a toughie.
Stonebreaker was moving wide open on that one. He was sliding all over the floor.
Yeah.
So, unfortunate call for the Indians, and it goes back to Verzales. Indians looking to put a little pressure on here. They throw it into Stonebreaker. He's going to bring it across the timeline. So kind of a token press. About all you could call that. Stonebreaker with the ball, top of the key, dribbles over to the left side. Now over to Stammen on the right. He gives it off to Arnes. And it's going to be kicked out of bounds by Kale Ramon. Indians. Been a long time since we scored a bucket. 16-6 here. 3.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. out top of the key here to Arnn. Stonebreaker now with the ball. He's got six on the evening. Reese Dorn with the ball, now back out to Watkin. Over to the side to Stammen. Stonebreaker looks to make a move. I think he traveled. The ball's going to be taken away by Kale. Kale's going to go all the way to the other end. Gives it off to Posty, and Posty's going to be fouled by Stammen. Goes down hard right there. Stammen over there helping him up. I don't think he meant to foul him quite that hard. Didn't want to give him the layup, but put him on his butt pretty good. So Posty goes to the line here, shooting two. And we need him. First one up, rolls around a couple times and falls through the net. Stammen coming out of the ballgame. Ruinkamp coming back in for the Tigers.
That was nice to get off the six.
And, oh, man, he touched every side of that rim, and it falls through. 16-8. Arnn's with the ball, brings it across the line.
Still, we're still in a man.
Oh, yeah. I'm still going to stick with that man. In the Stonebreaker, nice move. Turn short. Going to be rebounded by Cale Rammel. Over to Troy. Troy's going to bring it up over the timeline. He's in a hurry, but it's 1-on-5 here, Mr. Troy. Back out to the top to Patsy. Patsy down to Rex here in the middle. Rex going to make a move. Goes up. Short. And rebounded by Watkin. He brings it up. There's a quick shot over on the side by Ruinkamp. Man, that's pretty good coming off the bench.
He's come off the bench. He got five off the bench.
5 points
Big
now.
Big spark.
And now Stonebreaker looking for a charge, and that's going to be a turnover by the Indians. And Brazil's now rushing it back up the floor. Watrin with the ball, throws it over to Stonebreaker. 19-8, Indians trail by 11. 2 minutes to go in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. Arnn's with the ball now, top of the key, gets it over to Ruinkamp, back out to Arnn's. Over to the right side to Watrin, down in the corner, it goes to Griesdorn. Griesdorn back and forth, now they fish it in to Stonebreaker, he's looking to go somewhere. Griesdorn makes a cut, comes in, I think he traveled. Yes, he did. Another turnover on the Tigers, and the Indians again get a chance here. We only scored 2 points here in this quarter. Rex now with the ball. He's going to lose it. No, and get recovered by Posty. Landing with the ball, gives it off to Troy. Troy's going to make a move to the middle. Patsy gets the ball out for a three, and that's going to be partially blocked.
Grab it.
Rex is going to get the ball, gets it back out to Troy, and the Indians are going to reset with 1:10 to go here in the first half. Patsy tries to feed it into Landon. Landon, I don't know what he was going to do with it down there anyway. That's turnover on the Indians. And now they come back the other way. Things are getting a little physical out there. Stonebreaker for three. Nothing but net. Oh, 22-8 now in favor of the Tigers. Cale with the ball. He comes back down. Goes up with his left hand. Lays it in. Nice move by 22, Cale Rammel. Timeout called by Bobby Leverett. We'll take a quick one with them. We're down to 40 seconds to go here in first half. It's 22-10. Indians trail by 12.
This holiday season, what better gift is there to give than the gift of winning? Tow and Go raffle tickets for the 2023 Win on Wall Bash are on sale now. And at only $25 each, they make a great stocking stuffer for any adult on your list. Check out all of the details and buy tickets on our website, wowraffle.com. And who knows, that lucky person on your list may walk away with a brand new Jeep next August.
That's why I just keep...
All right, we're back here at Brazil's Gymnasium. Indians trail by 12 with 40 seconds to go. Tigers got the ball. They're taking it out. They got to go the full length of the court here. Indians with only 4 points here so far in the second quarter. Arns with the ball being guarded by Troy. Arns now switched off to Patchy, and I think he traveled right there. Back out to the outside for a three, no good. And rebounded by Stonebreaker, blocked by Cale Rammel. Another Greasthorns got the ball, and now it's picked up and turned over again by Brazales. Patchy ends up with it, and he hands it off to Cale. All right, Cale's not giving the ball up this time. Eight. Down to five, down to six. Now he does throw it down there. Throws it to Patchy. Patchy puts it up, no good. Rebound by Troy. Troy puts it up, no good. Halftime. Wow, that was a good set play right there.
That was it.
And we just needed to get that bucket to fall. Daniel couldn't get it to go in there. So we're at halftime here at Verzales. Indians struggling here with the offensive end. It's 22-10 as we go into the halftime here. Halftime show, the Cooper halftime show. So we'll take a quick break here with Jason. He can bring us back. We'll talk a little basketball here, go over a couple stats. We'll be back in a minute.
Hey, boys and girls, Santa will be at his house, the former Mays TV building in Fort Recovery, every Saturday from 11 to 1 until Christmas, and he'll also be there every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 through December 22nd. Be sure to ask Mom and Dad to take you to see Santa before Christmas. Evening hours are 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursdays through December 22nd, and he'll be there every Saturday from 11 to 1 through December 17th. Stop by to see Santa in the beautifully decorated former Mays TV building this year. He would love to see you there.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Arnold there?
Well, we don't have an Arnold working here.
Arnold doesn't work anywhere.
Is Arnold one of your friends?
I told him that you had something for everyone.
Well, we do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Well, okay, I'll tell Arnold. Put him on.
Arnold doesn't work here.
Arnold doesn't work anywhere.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms. More than a workplace.
All right, welcome back to Brazales. We got the Pop Rocks out there from the Troy, I don't know, Troy School of some sort or whatever. Anyhow, they're out there doing jump ropes, putting on a show. Pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive.
They seem to enjoy it, too.
Yeah, they're out there doing a lot of things. Now they're going to bring somebody out of the stands here from Brazales. We got a little girl out there.
I have enough trouble jumping rope on my feet, let alone on my knees and my butt.
Yeah, they jumped rope. It was pretty impressive. Anyhow, we're back here. We'll talk a little basketball. Indians trail by 12, 22-10, and not our best half of basketball by any stretch of the imagination so far this year. Look at this.
Quick feet.
Yeah.
Quick feet, Covey.
Yeah, this girl, I think they just pulled her out of the stands. I don't know how she possibly... She's got to be part of this
She's part of this show.
Anyhow, the Indians are led by Cale Rammel. Cale's got 8 points of our 10, and I think the other two came by, I think it was Postry, Landon Post.
Yep.
Landon Post got some free throws, but Brazales being led by, I think, Stonebreaker. I don't know what he's got. I want to say... We took him out of the game. I think he's got seven, maybe eight. But it's a struggle. We're turning the ball over too many times. We're playing pretty good defense. They probably turned it over as many times as us, Jerry.
We have been playing really good defense. And for us, we've done a great job of getting the ball inside. We get the ball inside, but we're just not making our shots.
Yeah, we just can't get those running ball.
We're just shooting ourselves in the foot. For them, I think their big highlight, Joe Ruhenkamp coming off the bench. He's got 5 points. He's got a deuce underneath and then a three from outside. He has a rebound. And
he's been a pretty good plug coming off the old bench, hasn't he?
He's given them some really solid minutes. And so we got a second half. I think we've done a great job holding 22 points and a half. You know, if you can hold them to around 40 points for the game.
Gives us a shot.
That definitely gives us a shot.
Yeah, definitely gives us a shot.
We definitely got to get more things going on the offensive end.
Well, they scored 10 in the first quarter, and they scored 12 in the second quarter for the Indians. We had 6, and we only put 4 on the board in the second quarter. And 4 points ain't going to do it, folks. We need more points than that. We will talk a little bit about the JV game. We'll recap that real quick. The Indians fall tonight 49-47, and a pretty entertaining JV game. It was back and forth. Indians trailed early. They were down 18-11 at the end of the first quarter, and then they each scored 12, and it was still a 7-point game, 30-23 at the end of the second quarter. So we come out in the third quarter. We played great defense, held them to 3 points. We score 7, get it down to a 33-30 ball game, and then again we outscore them in the fourth quarter, 17-16. But we just needed a few more. We closed the gap, got it down to 1, but Brazales takes care of business and pulls away with a 49-47 win. Upcoming games we got coming up tomorrow night. Boys are back home finally after 5 road games. We finally host a game. We're back here, and Tony Overton's Anzonia Tigers coming to Fort Sight tomorrow night. So let's pack that house and see what the Indians can do tomorrow night. Next week we got the girls are at Wapakoneta, and that'll be on WPGW and NFHS video. Radio Rob will have that game, and we'll simulcast that one. On Friday, the girls and boys doubleheader hosting Tri-Village. Boys JV at 5 p.m., girls varsity at 6:30, and the boys varsity around 8. And now we're jumping rope with people. So let's see. We got WPGW will be doing both the varsity games, and WPGW's audio will be for the NFHS next week too. Tomorrow, I know the swim team heads up to Bowling Green, and they've already qualified for the finals tomorrow night. But it'll be an all-day affair for the Fort Recovery swim team as they head up to Bowling Green, and they had a good match. They won last night. I went and watched them at South Adams. Girls won and beat Minster and Marion. So hopefully they can keep things going for them. And if you ever get a chance, don't wear long clothes if you want to go to the pool and watch the girls swim or watch the boys swim. I'm telling you, it's usually about 90 degrees in those natatoriums. And, oh, my goodness.
A little humid?
Oh, my goodness. I tell you, it's unbelievable. And I always laugh when I see people come in for their first time, and they got their pullovers on, and they got all that. By the end of the night, they're down to damn near their skivvies. But pretty funny. But anyhow, Chase, if you want to take a quick break here, we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more. We want to thank you for listening to the Cooper Farm Halftime Show. We got about 3 minutes to go here.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you.
On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
All right, welcome back here to Verzales. I'm Dave Kapp along with Jerry Kapp. Chase Kizer on the old computer down here for us. And we got a couple minutes here to talk before the start of the second half. We got a little bit here left on the Cooper halftime show. And the Indians just got to come out. You know, we haven't made a three.
We shot two, didn't we?
I think Patchy shot two. One of them was
blocked.
Well, and Landon shot one. He was long one time, too, from the corner. But we're not getting many outside shot looks, and we just need to take care of the ball, you know. I mean, I think we're two for two from the free throw line. I don't know if they shot any free throws.
Nope.
I can't remember them shooting a free throw, but anyhow, we just got to play a better second half. We're certainly in this ball game only trailing by 10 or 12, but we need to come out, take control of the ball. I don't think we're going to press. I mean, we may if we have to, but I just don't see us doing that. But we'll see once what happens, because the Indians, last time I saw us do some pressing, and that was at Fort Laramie, and holy cow, they had like three layups in a row. So that's been our only blemish. That's been our only blemish on the record so far this year. So a boss man wants us to take a break and run some commercials and pay some bills, Chase, so you take over from there. We'll be back for the third quarter tip-off right after this.
Your kids think that a Christmas present has to have a controller, batteries, and involve staring at a TV for hours? Then stop by Hall Brothers and let's prove them wrong. Hall Brothers has a great collection of farm toys. That's toy tractors, combines, skid loaders, pedal tractors, puzzles, play sets, and teddy bears. There's Case IH, Kubota, and International Harvester toys. Also, Hall Brothers has clothes like coats, hats, and sweatshirts for adults. Christmas shop at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Kelt Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Power Lift Recliner for your loved one. We have an assortment of chairs in stock. Choose from a variety of sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors. Let our experienced specialists assist you in choosing a lift recliner best suited to meet your loved one's needs. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Learn more at KeltPharmacy.com. Kelt Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
All right, welcome back to Verzales. And the start of the third quarter, Verzales gets the ball first, and hopefully the Indians can play some defense. Nice tip out right there by Rex. Good defense by him.
Same starters for both teams.
Yep. Same crew coming in to start the second half. I want to give a big shout-out to the old Christmas gala there, the old boys the other night on Wednesday night. They raised a little over $118,000 on Wednesday night to give to some families in need, and such a great job. It was a lot of fun being there, and good job by those guys.
Nice.
All right, Indians still battling here on the defensive end. We're going to get a turnover, and Patsy comes up with it. Kale with the ball now, looking for Rex on the side, and he gets the roll rolling in there. Nice job by Rex Leverett. Quick 2 points here for the Indians. Makes it 22-12. Indians playing aggressive here on this. But that's what we got to do, I can tell you that. Stammen with the ball. Gets it into Griesdorn. Back out to Stonebreaker. Now back out to Arns. They swing it around a bunch of times.
looks like we're in a 1-3-1 now.
Yeah, we went to a zone here. That's what I thought we might start with. And Landon likes to get way out there and push those guys on the wings out. Back out to Griesdorn. Griesdorn over to Arnes. Arnes thinking about a shot. Nope. And Stahlman's going to make a drive. Gets it off to Griesdorn. Griesdorn's in there. Bunch of seconds there. Could have been a three-second call. Arnes with the ball now. Gets it over to Watrin. Watrin throws up a three. And that's going to be a long rebound by Stammen. He's got a ton of offensive rebounds tonight.
Just seems to be in the right place at the right
time.
Yeah,
they're just falling right in his hands. He was pinned in the corner, bounced it off of Rex's leg, so Verzales will take it in out of bounds on the baseline.
Good defense here by Landon.
Watrin.
Yep.
Stammen now with the ball, gets it off to Arnes.
Switched
out to
man,
the big
man.
Guy. Stonebreaker now with the ball out at the top of the key, being guarded by Daniel Patch. He pulls it up, gets it back to Arnes. Now back out to Stonebreaker. They got something in the works here. I don't know what it is. Arnes now drives baselines, gives it up to Griesdorn. Griesdorn goes in off the back of the rim, rebounded by Cale Rammel. Now the Indians got a chance to cut it inside to 10. We get it off to Patchy. Get in there, Daniel. No, in and out.
Oh, nice
rebound by Rex. Rex goes up, and he's going to be fouled. Rex being active here so far in the second half. Man, Patchy's shot, man. If that went down, that would have been a big one. It was more than halfway down, spun back out. Rex at the line, shooting two. First one up, and in. I'll tell you what, we can't just make one easy, can we? We got to roll them around the rim. As long as they fall through the bottom of the net, we don't care, I guess.
I guess not.
Rex's second shot up, and nothing but net. There we go. 22-14, Indians with 4 points here to start the third quarter. Holding Verzales to none. Landon now guarding Arnes. Going to bring it down now. We're going to go back into, no, we're going to stay in that zone. Stammen with an open shot on the baseline, and he gets it to fall for it. Stammen now with his first 2 points of the game. 24-14. 5.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. This game's flying by, it seems like. Posty with the ball on the right wing, gets it into Cale. Cale trying to make a move on Stonebreaker, looking to do a shot. Going to go with his left hand. Nope, decided. Now he swings back to his right and lays it in. Nice job by 22, Cale Rammel. Give him 10 now on the night.
Creeping.
Indians now.
They're coming.
In their zone. Verzales turning it around. Arnes now with the ball back at the top of the key. Gets it over to, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds by Rex and goes out of bounds. Verzales will take it in from the side of the court. Pretty good crowd here by the old Indians tonight. They got to see a purple down here. Verzales got their side pretty full. Hey, we got him trapped in the corner, and he tries to go off of Cale's foot, and he does. Makes it successful. That's two times in the last minute he's banged one off of somebody's leg in that corner.
Yeah, we've done a nice job of trapping him there. He's a little shorter than we are.
Yeah. We're going to do an inbounds play, and that's going to go off Rex's leg.
Keep it up, Indians. Keep it up.
Yeah. 24-16, Indians trail by 8. They cut that lead from 12 down to 8 here so far in this third quarter. The Kalp Pharmacy third quarter.
Yeah, this is
Jerry.
An important quarter.
This is Kalp a big Pharmacy quarter on quarter. Your pressure,
big,
man.
Big,
pressure.
Big.
Arnes with the ball now. Goes back out to the top of the key. Watrin with the ball back out to Arnes. A little confused with this zone, aren't they?
Yeah.
All right, down to Griesdorn. He goes up short.
Nice
rebound
job,
by Cale.
Great job.
Oh, and he throws it right back to Watrin. Watrin's going to stop at the three-point line, put it up. No good. This time Daniel Patch with the rebound. Yeah, Cale just absolutely didn't see him turn around and come back. The Indians get lucky. Cale goes hard to the bucket, goes up with his left hand, gets his own rebound. Fought for it. Now he goes up again, and it's going to be fouled this time, I think, by Stonebreaker. Cale working hard down there underneath.
Yes, he is.
The foul was called on the freshman Arnes. Okay, put him in there, babe. First one up, rolls around and out. First one we missed tonight. Second one up, and good. 24-17. And going to be timeout called here by Verzeos.
Good job, Indians. We're creeping back, creeping back.
Coach Schwank says, I need to talk to my boys. So at the 4:09 mark of the third quarter, we'll take a timeout with them. We'll be back right after this.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Here's a little bit of pressure that we're putting on.
Yeah, we're going to try that press a little bit, see what happens here as we get ready to get on the other half of that third quarter here. And Indians now trail 24-17. Rebound by Verzales, up by Stonebreaker, and good.
Well, Stamen got that rebound. He shoved his hand right in the middle of Kale's back, shoved him right away from the ball.
Yeah.
Got away with it,
got the rebound, and they get the 2 points. Kale now with a quick J on the other end, corner of the key, up and good, 26-19 now. I think the Indians were just going to do that press right out of the, maybe they're going to try to do a half-court trap maybe. Yeah, that's what we tried. Now they get it down to Griesdorn. Griesdorn back out to Stammen. Stammen now over to Arnes. He's going to come in and give it off to Stonebreaker. Stonebreaker goes up hard. No good. Gets his own tip. Tips it in. I'm pretty sure he was going to put that one down. And just kind of went in there a little hard. Missed a shot. Kale now with the ball out to Troy at the top of the key. Kale's going to make a move, goes up with his right hand. Shot is blocked. Troy gets the rebound back out to Patchy. Now into Rex. Rex turns, fires short, and he's going to be called for the foul. Arnes was in there with possession, and Rex tried to go over his back and get that rebound, and that's a good call. Indians trail by 9. 2 minutes, 54 seconds to go in the third quarter. Briggs Toby in for Rex Leverett. Going to do a half-court trap on Stammen. They gets out of it, gets it over to Arnes. Arnes drives the baseline, gets it over to Griesdorn. Griesdorn's going to be tied up by Riggs down there, and it's going to be a jump ball. Possession goes to the Indians. Nice job by Riggs getting his hands in there.
Good job, Riggs. We need a bucket here.
Yeah, you know, the difference, like, we haven't, Googs didn't come in, pop a three, Daniel hasn't hit a three. We haven't hit a three. So we just can't get that spark, and maybe it's still coming. Oh, great shot by Kale. Some kind of move right there by Kale Rammel with his left hand. He's getting pushed, he's getting shoved, and he still puts it in the hole and goes for an and one. Indians now back down to 7. He can cut her to 6. Kale up and no good. Rebound goes to Stonebreaker. Arnes brings it across the line. Arnes now has it on the right wing. Oh, he finds Griesdorn wide open underneath, and he lays it in.
Man, we got our hands on that.
Yep, he just snuck that through the needle, and all our hands was going at it just a skosy too late. Briggs now with the ball, and now Kale gives it off to Kale. Kale back out to the top to Daniel Patch. Now over to Landon Post. Landon tries to put a move on, tries to go up and shoot. Thinks he's got a foul, no call given, and that's going to be, I'd almost call that a turnover, I guess, but in the end, Verzales brings it down. Now they find a wide open Walker underneath the bucket, and he puts it in for another bucket. Now they got an 11-point lead. The Indians got her down, could have got her down to 6. Quickly it's back out to 5, and Bobby's going to call a timeout. Minute and a half to go here in the third quarter in the Cal Pharmacy third quarter. We'll take a quick break. Indians trail by 11, 32-21.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation?
With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your moat or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Welcome back to Fort Recovery Radio. MAC basketball. Indians are down by 11, 32-21 with a minute 26 to go here in the third quarter. And Jerry, we had a little run there. We got it down to six and had a chance to drop it to, I guess we had it to seven and had a chance to drop it to six. Kale missed that free throw, but Indians got the ball now.
Now we're back up to 11.
Yeah, they get it back up double digits again. Troy with the ball, top of the key. Now hands it off to Kale. Kale's looking to put a move on. Gets it down into the blocks, back out to the top to Landon Post. Posty now drives left, finds Rex over on the right wing, the left wing. Rexy puts it up long, and rebound comes to Watrin, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Troy. It's going to stay with Verzales. 1:01 to go here in the third quarter. Zales gets it in the Stonebreaker, and the big fella's going to bring it up the floor himself. Oh, Stonebreaker handles the ball, gets it down, finds Greasdorn underneath. He goes up, and he's fouled, so he'll be going to the line shooting two. Posty's first foul here of the night. Well, I don't want him to make keys. I want to keep this at a 10-point game here at least. First one up. Yep. Hits the front of their rim and rolls in.
We're going to have to be awfully efficient with our possessions here the rest of the way.
No doubt about it. Second one up and in. 33-21 back, or 34-21. 13-point lead now for the Tigers. Kale bring the ball up, gets it down to Troy. Troy going to grab the baseline, and he just kind of, yeah, I thought he did too. He kind of shoved it into Watrin, and that's going to be a player control foul. Troy gets called for the foul. Third team foul for the Indians. Three team fouls for the Tigers likewise. Indians in a full court press this time.
A little more pressure.
Briggs trying to cut him off. Couldn't do it. Orange gets by him. Now he dribbles into the middle of the lane. Loses it. Picked up by Stammen. Now it's going to be rebounded by. And that's going to have to be a foul over the back by Stammen. But they're going to come down and see what he calls.
Might be on Barg. Is it Bargy?
Number 20, I think he called it on. Yep. Bargy, yep.
Come on, boys.
All right. Under 30 seconds here in the third quarter. Indians need a bucket in a bad way here. Let's see what we can do. Rex with the ball, putting a move on. Looking to do a shot. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebounded by Watkins. 14 seconds. Brazil's pushing it up the ball. Gives it to Stonebreaker. Stonebreaker goes in, and it's going to be a blocking foul. I think it's going to be on Rex. Stonebreaker will go to the line here. He's got 13 so far on the night. That one goes up and rolls in. Alex Deuce coming back in the game, replacing number 12, Rex Leverett. Indians now down 14. Stonebreaker with the next shot. It's up. A little long, and it's going to be rebounded by Kale. Kale's going to bring the ball down the floor. He's down to six. Down to four. Looking to shoot the three from out top and gets it. Big shot right there by Kale. Give him 18 on the night, and we needed that bucket like nobody's business.
Give us a chance. Gets back to about a 10-11-point game.
Tell you what, we needed that. He may have to do that again. Well, thanks for listening to the Cal Pharmacy third quarter. It's a 35-24 ball game here at Verzales. Indians trail by 11. We'll be back. Fourth quarter.
Right, this is Kyle Andrews, Cal Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with the Golden Power Lift Recliner for your loved one. We have an assortment of chairs in stock. Choose from a variety of sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors. Let our experienced specialist assist you in choosing a lift recliner best suited to meet your loved one's needs. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Learn more at KautPharmacy.com. Kaut Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
All right, welcome back to Verzales. The Indians down by 11, 35-24 here to start the fourth quarter. Looks like the Tigers get the ball for the first possession. Indians need to stop it and go down and put one in the hole here, boys. Barnes with the ball, throws it over to Stammen on the right corner. He dribbles it back out, looks for Stonebreaker in the middle. He's driving hard, goes up, it's long, and going to be rebounded by Kale. Kale playing good defense, arms straight up. Kale now with the ball, comes down. He's going to, I thought he was going to do the exact same thing he did.
Yeah, it's a good job. Great job.
Kale takes it in with his left hand, gets fouled by Stonebreaker.
Yep.
And that's going to make it a 9-point game.
And I think Stonebreaker thought he was going to step back.
Well, I really, he made it look like it.
Yep.
He made it look like he was just going to go in there and make that step back and pop that three up. And that time he just decided to drive, and Stonebreaker fouls, and Kale up and good.
Gives a chance.
Kale Rama now with 21 points on this ballgame. 21 of the 27 for the Indians.
Got to play some good defense here.
Indians now battling here. They're going to go to the 2-3 zone. Barnes with the ball, gives it off to Stammen. Stammen looks on
nice
the inside,
job.
And Kale comes
Great
right
job.
Around and steals it. Kale now coming down the floor again. He's going to stop and pop that, Kale. Gets it out to Posty. Posty makes a nice move, drives in and lays it in. Landon Post, head fake, can go to the hole. 35-29, the inning's now close. Closing in here, down to a 6-point game.
We're going to keep...
Keep the pressure
keep
on. Watering with the
ball.
Keep the
pressure on. Keep the pressure up. Uh-oh.
Stammen. Oh, it's a travel.
That's a travel. That's
no
a
call.
Absolute travel.
He gets it out to Arnes. Arnes now to Griesdorn. Back over to Stonebreaker. A lot of banging between him and Kale right now. And another steal by Kale. Kale's got the ball. He's going to bring it down. He's going to give it up to Troy. Troy goes up hard and puts it in.
That's a great job.
By golly, the Indians coming out with a little fire here in the fourth quarter. Close this gap
terrific.
Up. Make it
terrific job by Kale Rammel.
Kale playing all over the place right now.
Steal, making steals, making points, getting assists.
Kale's taking over right now. 35-31 here with 6 minutes, 30 seconds to go, and the Indians are right back in this, baby. We're going to keep
proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, welcome back here. The Indians fighting back in this one, Jared. Down 4 now.
Yeah, it's a big timeout by Versailles here. I think they kind of thought we were going to give up. The Indians would give up, but the Kale and the Tribe have come out really aggressive here.
Man,
and,
I tell you, it's a good start.
We got a chance now. We got a chance. So we'll see how this ball game goes now.
It just seems like we're playing with a little more fire right now.
A little urgency here. But we gotta keep the pressure on.
Yeah.
Keep the pressure on.
Just keep the pressure on him. Kale's been playing great here this second half, doing a nice job against Connor Stonebreaker.
Yep.
Arnes with the ball now, gives it off down to Griesdorn. Griesdorn back over to Arnes. Arnes looking to shoot. He doesn't. Watcher with the ball at the top of the key, now over to Stammen. Oh, Stammen's got the baseline. He goes hard.
Good job.
Nice
good
job right there by
good
the Indians.
Job.
Troy with a steal. Briggs with it down to Landon. Landon now back out to the top of the key to Troy. Troy over to Alex Deuce. Now Kale with the ball. Over to Riggs. Riggs with a great spin move, and he lays it in. Nice job by number two, Riggs Toby, and it's now a two-point ball game, 35-33. Sit back down, folks. This one's going to go to the wire. Barnes with the ball. Brings it across the old timeline.
Back at a man.
Indians go back to their man. Griesdorn with the ball over on the right wing. We're switching our D's up a lot here in the second half.
And we've been able to step into some passing lanes and get a couple of steals here.
Absolutely.
So we've done a good job. Coaches have done a good job of getting us back into position.
Absolutely. Oh,
nice
right
try.
There.
Nice try. He gambled for it.
Yeah, we gambled for that one. Troy went for the ball, didn't get it. And Stonebreaker makes an easy bucket, makes it to a four-point game, 37-33. Kale with the ball now, puts his move on Stonebreaker, goes up hard, and he's going to be fouled by Connor Stonebreaker. Pretty good battle with these two big boys in there.
It is a good battle.
Kale's got 21, Stonebreaker with 16. We need him, Kale. Put her in there. First one up, and good. Now with 22 points. Looking to bank at 23. It's up, and it's good. Back to a two-point ball game. Barnes with the ball. Getting a little pressure by Troy. Troy putting the heat on him. Barnes gets it across the timeline. Just under 5 minutes to go here in the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter. Griesdorn with the ball. Gets it out to Barnes. Barnes, he's had a couple chances to take a shot. And that time it's going to be a foul on the ground. Good job by Troy, actually, because he was going to have an easy layup right there.
Yep.
I think that's the 15th foul here for the Indians. Indians will go to the 1-1 on the next foul by the Tigers. Brazil's inbound, works it over to Arns. Arns now stuck in the middle. No place to go, looking to do a spin move. Finds Stonebreaker short. And Landon Post with the rebound. Indians now with a chance to tie this ball game up. Here goes Kale. He's passed Stonebreaker once. Stops at the free throw line.
Got it.
And nails it. 37-37, folks. Wasn't that long ago, I thought we were going to stick a fork in us, and now we're right back in this, baby. Tie ball game, 37. It's 4 minutes to go. Arns with the ball, doing a spin move. Indians got all the momentum right now. Hang on to it, boys. Alex had a chance for that steal right there, too. There they find Stommen underneath. Riggs working him all over.
He's walking all over the place down there.
Stonebreaker goes in, and they're going to call a blocking foul on Riggs.
Stephen Kidd's getting away with a lot of walks down underneath.
He was kind of hopping around down there, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He likes to play down there.
He's a big, strong kid. Stonebreaker to line. First shot up. Bam. Another one off the front of the rim, back of the glass, middle of the iron, and down through the net. Second shot up. And nothing but net. Brazil's now with a two-point lead, 39-37. Just under the four-minute mark in the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter. Posty with the ball over on the left wing. Now out to Troy at the top of the key. Troy takes it over, dribbles looking for Kale. Gets it in there to him, throws it too high.
Troy.
Just wasn't a good pass in there to Kale, and Kale couldn't jump up and get it. Turnover, nope. Indians.
We got a lot of time. We don't need to force anything.
We just need to
go with the flow here. We're playing so well.
Here's a long shot by Watron. Long, rebounded by Riggs. Riggs is going to bring the ball up, and he decides to give it back to Kale.
Here we go.
39-37. Kale putting his moves on, gives it over to Riggs. Riggs is going to drive into baseline, and they're not going to call anything, and he's not going to say anything, and it's going to be a turnover by the Indians, and it's going to go back to Brazil's. He was kind of getting pushed, I thought, a little bit. Bobby Leverett kind of agreeing with me a little bit, but no call, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Riggs Toby, and it's Brazil's ball, and they bring her back down. Stonebreaker with the ball, just kind of standing out at the top of the key. He's going to put a move on. Gets it over to Arns. Arns is going to go in, back out to Stonebreaker at the free throw line, and he's going to be fouled by Riggs. You know, the Arns kid, He's passed up a lot of looks. And he's a freshman, I understand.
He'll get more involved with the offense probably as the year goes on.
Well, I'm sure. Stonebreaker back at the line. He's got 18. Make it 19.
Okay, boys, box out. We need this rebound here.
Yeah, back to a three-point game, 40-37. Just under 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Box out.
That went up and good. All right, we need a bucket here. Landon with the ball brings it down. Puts a move on. Eurostep goes up, and he's going to be fouled. Looks like he's going to be fouled by Griesdorn, so Landon Post will go to the line.
That was a Eurostep.
You bet that was. Come on, Posty, knock these down. First one up.
Got him
at net. Back to a three-point game. First, he can make it a two-point game if he knocks this one down. Goes up and good. 41-39, 2 minutes, 46 seconds to go. Brazil's with
boys.
The ball. Posty putting some D on him. Wants to get one steal away from this Watern
time
kid.
Right now.
He's going to take it all away. He's going to be called for a foul. Nice job right there by Riggs Toby. Riggs was in position. He kind of did a spin move. Riggs said, I'll take that spin move.
Yep. He made a break to the basket, and then there was Riggs, and he tried to figure out how to get around it, and he couldn't do it.
He was coming with too much steam.
Yep.
Indians now with the ball across the timeline with Troy. Troy gives it off to Alex Deuce. Alex is looking down, finds Kale. Back out to Deucey. One time.
On.
Deucey.
Deucey hits it.
Alex Deuce with a big-time three to put the Indians on top for the first time in the ballgame, 42-41.
That's a big shot off the bench.
Huge shot right there. Kale with almost a steal. Now Stonebreaker goes up, and he lays it in. Man, this game has gotten very exciting here. 43-42 now in favor of the Tigers. Stonebreaker now with 22. Troy with the ball. Stallman's gardening.
Yep.
Give it to Kale, man.
Seems like we have an advantage down there.
Yeah, give that ball to Kale. Stonebreaker's now guarding Alex Deuce. All right, reset. Troy goes in hard.
Yeah.
And he lays it in. What a move by number 10, Troy Holman. Out of nowhere, makes a great cut, drives it in the hole.
They've switched Stonebreaker off of Kale.
Yeah.
And they put the Stamen kid. And Stamen's really bottoming him with a lot
That's
of
right.
good
There's
job.
A missed shot.
Good job.
By Verzales. And now the Indians, for the first time in the ballgame, has a chance to build on their lead with a minute 15 to go in the fourth quarter. Wow, what a comeback. Come on, Kale.
That's a foul. That's a body foul when he keeps...
When Stallman? Yeah.
Yep.
He's banging into him. There goes Posty. He's going to try to take it in, and he's going to be fouled.
Ah.
Good job, Purple. Way to fight, baby. Way to fight.
Stay aggressive, Purple. Stay aggressive. Come on.
The Indians with a chance to build on a one-point lead.
Yeah, to me, all that banging around, those are fouls. Those are body blocks, bloody fouls. They're not calling them, so.
No, they've been letting them bang, haven't they?
Yep.
Posty with his first shot. It's up. It's good. Okay. Come on, Landon. We could use this one, too. Indians up two, and now up three.
Shot, Posty.
105 to go here in the fourth quarter. Indians
here,
on a full court press.
Get that ball back.
Yeah, now we need that ball back one time.
That's it. Come on.
Stamen's taking it around. Now he gets it down to Arns. And this is when the freshman's going to have to earn his colors here. Over to Griesdorn, back out to Stamen. Stamen looking for veteran coming across the bottom. And going to be called.
Timeout
right there. Coach Travis Swank says, you know what? We're down three. We need to set something up. We're at 47 seconds. Chase, don't you take us anywhere in case you can't get us back on the air.
So you think they're going to drop a three-point play, or you think they'll take it underneath?
I think they'll go to Stonebreaker and try to make it a one-point game, and then they'll come down and I mean, he's their hot hand. He's got 22 points. Nobody else in double figures for him. Of course, we got Kale with 25, and Posty's the closest to double figures with 8.
Yep, and they've all done a great job. Kale was the igniter of the comeback, and then
he just kind of yes, that's exactly so right. Awesome. It was like Cale decided, you know what, I got more in my tank.
Yep.
And it's huge. It's huge. I think if they have to put Stonebreaker back on Cale because that stamina kick, because there's no.
Now back to the music. Right
away. If we can find Cale posted up down there, he can't touch that.
No, he's not going to be able to do that.
So hopefully our coaches obviously noticed it and said, hey, get that ball down there to 22 if 10's going to guard him.
But Stamen's going to be very physical.
Oh, yeah, he'll push him around. All right, Arn's taking the ball out and looking for somebody to go to. Goes into Stamen right back out to Arn's. Stonebreaker wants the ball in the middle.
In underneath.
Griesdorn now has to give it out to him to the side. Arn's now with the ball. We're down to 36 seconds. Stamen with the ball.
They're going to give it in
back out to Arn's. Now they're going to have to think about something now. They're getting rid of time.
Oh, nice job. Nice job, Troy.
With the steal. And now he's going to be fouled by Stonebreaker.
Great job.
So Troy jumps in that passing lane one more time, comes up with a steal, and he's got a chance here. Come on, Troy.
You could sense that they wanted to get the ball to Stonebreaker, and our guys were watching those passing lanes, and Troy just stepped right in there.
No, they did exactly what we thought they were going to do, try to get a quick deuce with Stonebreaker and made him work his butt
off. So we got to see if we can make this free
throw. Come on,
Troy.
This is big. Come on, 10. First one up, and good. Troy Homan, you son of a gun, you.
Another big shot here,
47-43, Indians in the lead. That's one up and good.
Nice job.
Nice job by Troy Homan. How about that? All right,
old boys.
Oh, they about turned it over.
He's
right
gonna
there.
Shoot that. Oh, he got a piece of it.
Cale gets.
Oh man.
Gonna call Cale with a foul. And Cale says, no way,
he's
baby.
Gonna,
that was all ball.
He's gonna that zebra stripes here. He's gonna give Versailles one more chance.
Yeah, he certainly is.
Woo-hoo.
Cale got a piece of that shot on Stonebreaker. Stonebreaker goes to the line, trailing by five. First one up and good. Wow, what a ball game, folks. Stonebreaker now shooting the second of his three. That one is up and good. 48-45, and now looks like Bobby's going to kick a timeout, put a little ice on him here. Indians still up three with 20 seconds to go. We got a timeout. We're going to keep it right here. I tell you what, Fowler Mechanical, Cal Pharmacy, they've done a heck of a job in the second half. What do you think?
Well, those are two really good quarters.
Man,
so
what
can I
say?
And those guys are awesome, too, by the way.
It kind of started, with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. We all of a sudden decided, you know what, we got to step up our game.
Got it down to 11, I think, going into the fourth quarter.
And Cale just kind of, that was a huge shot that he made at the end of the third quarter, wasn't it? Is that what got us to 11? Yes, we were down 14.
Yep.
He comes down and pops about a 25-footer. And that was like the little gas on the flame.
We got a 3-point lead, 20 seconds to go here. So he makes the shot. They're going to foul us.
They're going to foul, yep. We're going to have our foul shooters
in there. They're going to try.
Well, he's going to make his shot. He's not going to.
He's a good free throw shooter.
20 seconds to go. They're going to try to knock us down.
He's a gamer. So
we got to get it to our free throw shooters. So we want to get that ball into Cale, get it into Posty. Although Troy knocked down two big ones, too. That shot up and good. 48-46. Troy's going to get the ball in, and he's going to look for Cale. Cale's got the ball down. He's going to be fouled by Stanley. 18.5 to go. Come on, 2-2.
Got to make him, buddy. Come on. Come on, Cale. Is he going to get two shots?
Not yet. Oh, yeah. It is on
he's
the.
He's going to get two shots.
They're going to go to. That's big. And Coach Schwenk going to call timeout. This time we're going to take a break with him. Indians up by two, 48-46, 18.5 to go. Cale Ramo at the line, shooting two when we come back.
The Friends of the Fort Recovery Public Library would like to invite the public to view the Fort Festival of Trees now through December 31st. Each year, businesses, organizations, and families decorate Christmas trees that are displayed at the library. Listening to Christmas music while viewing the trees and wreaths
visitors can vote for their favorite entry. Votes are then tallied to see which tree will win the People's Choice Award, and the name of that organization or family will be engraved on a plaque that remains at the library. This beloved family tradition is enjoyed by patrons of all ages. Stop by to see the beautiful display at the Fort Festival of Trees, now through December 31st, during regular library hours.
All right, we'll set things up here. The Indians are going to the line. Kale shooting two. Also in the game is Alex Deuce and Riggs Toby. And in the back, we got Landon Post and Troy Homan. Everybody has contributed big time here tonight, I can tell you that. First shot up and good by Kale. It's good. 49-46.
Great job.
This one here gives us a little bit of a cushion if we can knock this one home. Come on, 2-5. 26 points so far for Kale. And make it 27.
That a boy. Come on now, play some beat up, boys.
And now they got a rush. Arns with the ball looking for Stonebreaker. They get it down to Stonebreaker. Stonebreaker going in hard, and he's going to lay it in.
Oh, that was too easy.
Well, we definitely didn't want to foul him. Kale was giving him all kinds of room. Kale saying, boys, let's go here.
That was too easy.
Yeah, that only took 6 seconds, and they get it back to a two-point game. We got to do the same thing. We got to get that ball. Troy's going to take it out. Kale always looks to go breaking hard, and he comes back and gets it.
What's that?
We were up four.
Four.
Yeah. No. Yep. Spencer thought we was up 5 points, but no. We was up two, and Kale made them both to make it a four-point game.
This last minute and a half, 2 minutes, has been nerve-wracking.
Yeah, this has been exciting. Kale with 27. Looks like Landon's got 8. Troy was 6, and all 6 in the second half. Last two being free throws. Let's see. Riggs has got 2 points with a nice drive, and Alex with a huge three from the wing. Those are our scorers that's in the ballgame right now. It's going to be Arns, Stammen, Griesdorn, Wachtrin, and Stonebreaker. All right. Indians going to take the ball out below Brazil's baskets.
They're in double team Kale.
Now they're going to try to keep Kale from getting the ball. And we go for the home run, and we get it down to Posty, and we turn the ball over, folks. We go for the home run. They lose it. We get it back to them. They got the ball. Stammen's got the ball underneath. Down to 4 seconds.
Oh, charging call. They call a charging call.
And they call a charge on Stammen. He did it all night, Gary.
Riggs, yep.
Riggs down there gets in position, and they're going to call a foul. Brazil's fans going crazy. Indians fans fired up. Come on, Riggs. And that won't be a free throw shooting foul. That's a player control foul. Look at Riggs. He is fired up, baby. So am I, Riggs. Nice job by the purple and white.
He got himself in, he got himself in position. Stamen's coming hard to the basket, and he just held his ground, went right over him.
Yep, held his ground, and that was a good call right there by the referee.
So there you go.
We think it was a good call. The other side of the court, all sitting down, not happy. 4 seconds to go. 50-48. Indians got the lead.
Well, we got to get this ball
and
in.
We got to get the ball in.
Make a couple free throws yet.
We got to get the ball in. Both teams out of timeouts. Indians are shooting two if they get fouled. Man, we went for the jugular on that home run to Posty down the field. Holy cow, I was not picturing that at all.
No, me, I wasn't picturing that either. I
he got it, but he fell down and the ball rolled out of bounds. So now we got to get it in again. Somebody get open. We get it to Alex Deuce. Deuce, he's going to be fouled by Stonebreaker.
Come on, Alex.
3.4 seconds to go. They can't call timeout. They got no timeouts to do anything with, nor do we. We just need Alex to come down. He gets 2 shots. I'd love to see him make one. 2 would be spectacular. We're going to put a couple rebounders down there. I didn't know if we'd do that.
I think we should.
Put it in there, 4. Come on, baby. First shot up and way short. Knee-knocking shot right there by Deucey. Come on, fella. We just need one. Relax. Get your legs into it. Man, that was all arms. He did not get his legs into that one.
That was pretty stiff. That was a statue free throw.
Come on, number 4. There he got his legs into it. Get in there! Missed. Stonebreaker with the rebound. 2 seconds. 1 second. He fires up
short.
Three. And it's
That's
short.
The ball game.
And the Fort Recovery Indians going to come over to Brazil's and come out of here with a 50-48 victory. A huge come from behind victory. Down, I think we were down 13 at one time. Was we down more than 13 at one time? Maybe 14 at one time.
Yeah, and certainly Kale was the one that he led the charge, but
Kale
then it became a terrific team win. We needed it all.
Huge team win. Indians come away here. I tell you what, we'll take a break. We're going to come back. We'll go through an exciting second half of this ball game and maybe get a chance to talk to Coach Leverett. I mean, he's going to be on cloud nine. We'll be back. Stay tuned for the Miracle Lanes postgame show. Indians win it, boys, 50-48.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Looking for some great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 775-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes now to reserve your lanes for your holiday party or for any large orders of food for the holidays. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza, wing, and salad buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Folks, the Indians come away with a super exciting 50-48 victory over the Brazil's Tigers. The Indians going to improve to 5-1 on the season, 2-0 in the MAC, and getting ready for a Saturday night matchup with the Anzonia Tigers. So back-to-back, it's Tiger weekend, Jerry, and we took care of round one tonight.
Wow, I don't know if there's a more exciting game the rest of the year than this one.
Yeah, this was some kind of ball game, folks, I tell you what.
It's always great to have a comeback, and like I say, Kale was instrumental in leading that charge the second half, and he didn't. He just had this look on his face like he just didn't want to lose, and then it just seemed the rest of the kids seemed to feed right off of that.
Oh, man, he got the energy going, and you're exactly right. They fed off of Kale's energy, and they came back with a vengeance, got into passing lane, stole the ball. I mean, Kale led us with 27, folks. He had one heck of a ball game. Posty with 8. I'm thinking Troy was 6. I mean, it was just a big-time victory. Nice job. We're going to be joined right here by Coach Leverett. He's coming up. He's going to put a headset on, and I can tell you right now, I don't know if he'll be able to hear us. He won't be able to talk. He's done yelling, folks.
Wow.
Bobby, how about that comeback right there, my friend?
You talk about a bunch of stubborn. Well, you know what?
You know what? I think the biggest thing, looking back, when you switched to that zone, it caught them off guard.
Right.
And we got into those passing lanes and got some steals, and that was a great call by going to that zone. Then we switched it back to the man again, and they're like, wait, what are you doing?
Well, as soon as they got comfortable, they got a couple back doors on us, and it's like, okay, now we got to go back, play some man, and get gritty.
Yep.
What we did.
I think that was a real key, Bob. I thought you did a great job there switching that up. And your leader, Kale, he had that look in his eye, and then the rest of the kids just fed off of that.
They did.
He started it. There's no doubt that Kale Ramel started that energy out there. And the huge three that he popped in at the end of the third quarter to cut it back down to 11 might have been the shot that fueled it. But
absolutely.
A huge drive in there by Rick
Stobie. Yep.
couple drives in there, and then Troy makes two free throws.
How about that? And, we shoot a bunch of them every week on their own.
Well,
I had you down for 17 free throws the second half, making 14.
We'll take that. Right now we're shooting about 52% as a team.
Well, and I told Jerry, I said, you know, one of our things has been the free throws. We've struggled with those free throws, and it's going to come back to bite us. Yeah. And thank God tonight
Kale
we nailed
two
it.
Big ones down the stretch.
Yep.
What can you say about Riggs Toby?
Riggs coming in there, taking that charge on Stonebreaker. You know, the thing, or on Stammen there at the end of the game. And when they called timeout, Bob, we talked about, Jerry and I said, what do you think they're going to do? I said, well, they got to get it in Stonebreaker. He's got to lay in two, and then we got to make our free throw. And we knew that they were going to try to do that, and we got in that passing lane. It was a huge play.
Yeah, Troy's help side. And that's one thing we didn't do very good against Bradford. Bradford last week was when their dude got it, we had to have help side. But then there's a third help side that has to come. And that's where Troy came from. He was the third help side guy that got that steal for us.
He stepped right in there. Yeah.
We had a couple of great steals tonight in timely manners. And I tell you what, you're going to have a fun bus ride home because these kids played their butts off. And
we're happy to be back home tomorrow. Yeah. I told him, I said, guys, we don't want to go back home with a loss.
We want
butts in the seats. So hopefully there's a buzz in town because these guys, they're for real, I think.
It was fun. I had Landon Post 4-for-4 from the free throw line. I had Troy 2-for-2. Rex was 2-for-2. And Kale was 6-for-8 in that back half. And Kale made the last last five that he shot.
Yes, he did.
That's what wins you games, defense and free throws.
Well, now that it's all said and done, I can chuckle a little bit because Deucey got up there in that first one. He had cement legs. And I'm like, Deucey, get your legs into it. Get your legs into it.
Yeah.
Second one looked better. He just couldn't get it to fall. And thank goodness they came up short on that. But huge, huge victory for the Indians. Moved to 2-0 here in the MAC. These guys are going to fall now to, I think, 0-2.
Yes, they got them.
Yeah, they're 0-2. So their first two MAC wins.
They're going to win some ball games.
They're going to win some ball games.
It's going to be a crazy league this year. There could be four or five teams at the end of this that are battling.
I agree. I saw
Kurt was up here scouting you guys when you play them here.
Marion. It's down the line in January.
He's looking at you.
He's been to a few games.
Well, I tell you what, it was some heck of a ball game. I don't know what else happened the rest of the night. Spencey's supposed to be taking care of all the work, getting the other scores, but he's down there. He's so fired up, he can't even think about anything.
It's great to see the boys play that hard.
They play together and they play hard.
They had fun. So, Coach, thanks a bunch for coming up here. Congratulations. Let's get another W tomorrow night.
Thanks, guys.
All right, man. All right, we want to thank Coach Leverett for coming up here. We want to thank Fowler Mechanical for their fourth quarter sponsor. Chad, you did a hell of a job coming back on that. Got us that W. I tell you what, we want to thank all our sponsors. We want to thank Miracle Lanes for the post-game show. And I tell you what, we're going to let Spencey wrap things up here when we're all said and done. But for Dave Kapp and his big brother Jerry, we're going to call it a night after a super game. The Indians win this bad boy 50-48. Going to be a nice ride home, folks. We'll see you tomorrow night at the Fort.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
If your kids think that a Christmas present has to have a controller, batteries, and involve staring at a TV for hours, then stop by Hall Brothers and let's prove them wrong. Hall Brothers has a great collection of farm toys. That's toy tractors, combines, skid loaders, pedal tractors, puzzles, play sets, and teddy bears. There's Case IH, Kubota, and International Harvester toys. Also, Hall Brothers has clothes like coats, hats, and sweatshirts for adults. Christmas shop at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Looking for some great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes now to reserve your lanes for your holiday party or for any large orders of food for the holidays. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza, wing, and salad buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. Welcome back to the Miracle Lanes postgame show. After the Indians' exciting 50-48 victory here at Versailles, down, I think they were down 11 at halftime. End of the third quarter, had made a little bit of run, got it close, and the Versailles got it back. And we just started stealing the ball, making shots, and just kind of took over the game. And Cale Ramel especially, but the whole team, there was, I think everybody that touched the floor had an extremely important play in the last, at least in the last quarter and maybe in the last two or three minutes. It was just an exciting game. So we might talk a little bit more about that. We Indians did have halftime. We had 10 points. I think we were down 14 to 10 or 16 to 10 or something like that. We had 10 points. Okay, 22 to 10. Yeah, we gave them some points toward the end. And so we scored 40 in the second half, which is, you know, if you kind of expand that out, it'd be 80 points. We obviously didn't get 80. We got 30 because we only got 10 in the first half. We couldn't make a shot, and the defense was giving us problems. And so the Indians come away with a great victory. And Jerry Kalp unofficially doing the second half foul shots. We made 14 of 17 in the second half. And I believe I heard Coach Leverett say that we were shooting 52% for the year. I know it wasn't anywhere near 60 for the year coming into the game tonight. So maybe a whole lot of things have changed here. So other scores here in the MAC tonight. Coldwater at home beats New Knoxville 60-24, and New Bremen at Delphi St. John's, they went to the Vatican and pulled out a 40-36 victory. St. Henry and Marion's game, since they were both deep into the football playoffs, their game is postponed to January 24th. I think that's a Tuesday, but obviously we'll worry about that when that gets a little closer. And Parkway comes up with their first victory of the season. They beat Minster 53-51, and that was at Minster. So Coldwater, it looks like, was the only home team in the MAC to win tonight. Everybody else, the road team, came away with a victory. Coming up tomorrow night, we have your good friend and mine, Coach Tony Overton's bringing his Ansonia Tigers in, and they are playing pretty well. They're bringing them to the Fortsight Fieldhouse. We'll simulcast Rob Weaver's call on WPGW, and that audio will also be on the NFHS video. The next week, Christmas week, I guess we'll call it, Tuesday, the girls at Wapakoneta. That will simulcast WPGW, and the NFHS video will be available. I don't know if there will be any audio with it. It will not be us. And then Friday night, it's a girls and boys doubleheader hosting Tri-Village. My original information said the boys JV at 5. Something I saw today said 5:30, but so it'll be the boys JV first. When that's finished, 20 minutes girls varsity. And then when that's finished, 20 minutes, and then the boys varsity. So it'll be boys JV, girls varsity, and then the boys varsity on Friday night. And we'll simulcast WPGW for both of the boys and girls varsity games, and their audio will be available on the NFHS video. Again, K.O. Rammel comes away with, I believe, 26 points. Stonebreaker had 26. Two really, really, really good players. And the Indians come away with a 50-48 victory, come from behind, way behind. I believe we were down 13 points fairly late into the third quarter and kind of came back a little bit. And then we just kept on coming back. We changed a little bit on our defense. You heard Coach Leverett talk about that a little bit in his post-game interview. Indians did a great job. They just decided that they weren't going to lose this one. Dave, I believe, said in the pregame show, you know, you come into Versailles and sometimes you play really well here and sometimes you don't. And, you know, we came in and we didn't play very well in the first half. We just had some things that didn't work for us. And then the second half didn't start off so great for us and came away and really put it on them, we'll just call it. So that was a really, really good win for our Indians. And again, Indians win 50-48 in a big come from behind, and just a really, really good night for us. And make sure you get to the Fortsight Fieldhouse tomorrow and welcome Coach Tony Overton back to the Fortsight. We want him to have a nice night, but also to go home the short bus ride back to Ansonia on a losing note. But we wish him luck on every game and the rest of the season, I guess we'd call it. So I want to thank Dave Kalp, Jerry Kalp, for helping us out. Coach Patch is watching his daughter Olivia play, I believe, in the Bahamas. And Coach Winter couldn't be with us tonight either. So we had Jerry and Dave Kalb helping us out. Want to thank them. Want to thank all of our sponsors. Want to thank, I believe it's Scott Borman, the athletic director here at Versailles, for letting us come up here and take care of business. And so I guess we'll say goodnight for now, and we'll see you tomorrow night with Rob Weaver on WPGW simulcast from Fortsight Fieldhouse. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.